In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Hameem. The gradual sending down of the book is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. We did not create the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them, except with the truth and for a specified term. Yet the faithless are disregardful of what they are warned. Say, tell me about what you invoke besides Allah. Show me what part of the earth have they created. Do they have any share in the heavens? Bring me a scripture revealed before this, or some vestige of divine knowledge, should you be truthful. Who is more astray than him who invokes besides Allah, such as would not respond to him until the day of resurrection, and who are oblivious of their invocation? When mankind are mustered on judgment's day, they will be their enemies, and they will disavow their worship. When our manifest signs are recited to them, the faithless say of the truth when it comes to them, this is plain magic. Do they say he has fabricated it? Say, should I have fabricated it, you would not avail me anything against Allah. He best knows what you gossip concerning it. He suffices as a witness between me and you, and he is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. Say, I am not a novelty among the apostles, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. I just follow whatever is revealed to me, and I am just a manifest warner. Say, tell me if it is from Allah, and you disbelieve in it, and a witness from the children of Israel has testified to its like, and believed in it, while you are disdainful of it? Indeed, Allah does not guide the wrongdoing lot. The faithless say about the faithful, had it been anything good, they would not have taken the lead over us toward accepting it. And since they could not find the way to it, they will say, it is an ancient lie. Yet before it, the book of Moses was a guide and a mercy, and this is a book which confirms it in the Arabic language to warn those who do wrong, and is a bearer of good news for the virtuous. Indeed, those who say, our Lord is Allah, and then remain steadfast, they will have no fear, nor will they grieve. They shall be the inhabitants of paradise, remaining in it forever, a reward for what they used to do. We have enjoined man to be kind to his parents. His mother has carried him in travail, and borne him in travail, and his gestation and weaning take 30 months. When he comes of age and reaches 40 years, he says, my Lord, inspire me to give thanks for your blessing, with which you have blessed me and my parents, and that I may do righteous deeds, which may please you, and invest my descendants with righteousness. Indeed, I have turned to you in penitence, and I am one of the Muslims. Such are the ones from whom we accept the best of what they do, and overlook their misdeeds, who will be among the inhabitants of paradise, a true promise which they had been given. As for him who says to his parents, fie on you, do you promise me that I shall be raised from the dead when generations have passed away before me? And they invoke Allah's help and say, woe to you, believe. Indeed, Allah's promise is true, but he says, these are nothing but myths of the ancients. Such are the ones against whom the word became due concerning the nations that have passed away before them of jinn and humans. They were indeed the losers. For each person there will be degrees of merit pertaining to what he has done, that he may recompense them fully for their works, and they will not be wronged. The day when the faithless are exposed to the fire, they will be told, you have exhausted your good things in the life of the world and enjoyed them. So today you will be requited with a humiliating punishment for your acting arrogantly in the earth unduly, and because you used to transgress. And mention Hud, the brother of Ad, when he warned his people at Ahqaf, and warners have passed away before and after him, saying, do not worship anyone but Allah. Indeed, I fear for you the punishment of a tremendous day. They said, have you come to turn us away from our gods? Then bring us what you threaten us with, should you be truthful. He said, the knowledge is with Allah alone. I communicate to you what I have been sent with, but I see that you are a senseless lot. When they saw it as a cloud advancing toward their valleys, they said, this cloud brings us rain. Rather, it is what you sought to hasten, a hurricane carrying a painful punishment, destroying everything by its Lord's command. So they became such that nothing could be seen except their dwellings. Thus do we requite the guilty lot. Certainly we had granted them power in respects that we have not granted you. And we had vested them with hearing and sight and hearts, but neither their hearing availed them, nor did their sight, nor their hearts in any way, when they used to impugn the signs of Allah. So they were besieged by what they used to deride. Certainly we destroyed towns that were around you, and we have paraphrased the signs so that they may come back. So why did not those false gods help them, whom they had taken besides Allah, as gods, as means of nearness to Him? Rather they forsook them, and that was their lie, and what they used to fabricate. When we dispatched toward you a team of jinn listening to the Qur'an, when they were in its presence, they said, "Be silent." When it was finished, they went back to their people as warners. They said, "O our people, indeed we have heard a book which has been sent down after Moses, confirming what was before it. It guides to the truth and to a straight path. O our people, respond to Allah's summoner and have faith in Him. He will forgive you some of your sins and shelter you from painful punishment. Those who do not respond to Allah's summoner cannot thwart Allah on the earth, and they will not find any protectors besides Him. They are in manifest error. Do they not see that Allah, who created the heavens and the earth, and who is not exhausted by their creation, is able to revive the dead? Yes, indeed, He has power over all things. The day when the faithless are exposed to the fire, He will say, 'Is this not the truth?' They will say, 'Yes, by our Lord.' He will say, 'So taste the punishment because of what you used to disbelieve.' So be patient, just as the resolute among the apostles were patient, and do not seek to hasten the punishment for them. The day when they see what they are promised, it will be as though they had remained only an hour of a day. This is a proclamation. So shall anyone be destroyed except the transgressing lot?"